Hello, my name is Jacob Capco. I am 43 years old. I have Duchenne. I'm a doctoral student at the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Library and Information Studies. I am here to give you more information about my poster entitled The Information Needs of Teens and Adults Living with Duchenne or Becker Muscular Dystrophy. The objective of this research was to identify the information needs of teens and adults and to determine if age and diagnosis correlated with information needs. The research to answer these questions began with a survey, was followed up with semi-structured interviews. I needed to conduct interviews to obtain more detailed information about their information needs. 103 participated in the survey, recruited through the Duchenne Registry. 82.3% of adults surveyed agreed to be contacted for follow-up interviews. And 95.8% of parents of minors agreed to allow their children to participate in a follow-up interview. In total, 17 individuals participated in interviews. 5 minors with Duchenne, 8 adults with Duchenne, and 4 adults with Becker. The information provided on this poster comes only from the interviews. When comparing information needs by diagnosis, we found 6 categories in which persons with Duchenne needed more information than persons with Becker. We found an additional 6 categories in which persons with Becker needed more information than persons with Duchenne. When comparing information needs by age, minors with Duchenne need more information than adults in 3 categories. 5 categories emerge for which adults needed more information than minors. Overall, 4 information needs themes emerged: accessibility, healthcare issues and settings, life transitions, and daily issues. Life transitions includes the transition from pediatric to adult healthcare, life after school, and leaving home. In terms of where participants receive care, just over 50% receive it at an MDA care center, and less than 20% use a certified Duchenne care center. At the time of this research, 40% of participants have a certified Duchenne care center in their state. The limited utilization of certified Duchenne care centers reflects ignorance of their existence and confusion of what the difference is between them and MDA care centers. Their utilization may also be limited by insurance coverage. Many interviewees reported that pediatric clinical settings inadequately prepared them for the transition to adult healthcare. In some cases, pediatric clinical settings for doctors abruptly dropped patients when they became adults. The most significant information need related to daily living issues was personal care. Personal care includes activities of daily living, such as dressing, eating, and toileting, provided by informal and formal caregivers. Participants needed information about finding workers, paying for services, and the associated regulations. Medicaid is the primary payer for these services. The regulation for services vary by state of residence. In conclusion, we found differences in information needs by diagnosis and age. A better mechanism needs to be developed to ensure a smooth transition from pediatric to adult healthcare. Individuals with Duchenne will have emerging information needs related to their independent adult life. Future research needs to investigate the topics of dating, partners, intimacy, sexuality, having children, and end of life. I hope you find the information in my poster helpful to your situation.